the most pressing need right now is for people to understand the importance of social distancing. That is the most pressing need. Now, I want to put that in context because I believe the public feels a sense of, well, is that the best you have? Social distancing, you know, in the age of modern medicine? However, we have to go back and understand that this is a novel virus, a novel coronavirus, which means it's new, which means human beings have not been exposed to it. And had a chance to develop immunity, so which has resulted in what we're seeing now, which is a pandemic. We do not have the ability to test the whole population, testing which would give us the ability to see where infection was focused around the country, and because we do not have that visibility through testing, we're blind. And without knowing where the infection is, we have to use old practices to fight infection disease, such as quarantine, isolation, social distancing, and hygiene, hand washing.
And do you think the public is generally understanding that?
Well, you know, it's hard to answer a question for the entire public. I think the messaging, the volume of messaging has been so great. I think the public is definitely exposed to the messaging. I think there needs to be greater utilization of the messaging. I believe there have been procedures taken within our state to encourage people and to create a public health environment to where people do not congregate, where they understand social distancing, where you're not having large groups of people gather together. That's vital. Every individual needs to take this virus and this threat seriously. One infected asymptomatic patient can infect another with the disease. And while that one patient may be asymptomatic, that other patient may represent a fatality, or the spread that they represent may represent a fatality.
Mm-hmm.
That is a risk I do not believe people want to take.
As far as the doctors in Kentucky, and I guess I'll just put it this way, as you see it, are there enough doctors currently in the Commonwealth to address this healthcare, which really has been called and appropriately so, a crisis?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I really have to go back to the importance in answering that of public health and why this is such a unique situation in public health, and that every member of the public has to behave in a way to prevent and stop the spread of this virus. If we do not do that, if this virus spreads and creates a spike versus the goal of flattening the curve, in those areas where it spikes, you will be strained. You will not have the resources available to address that. Now, again, that's the situation that we are actively working to avoid. Actively working to avoid, because people understand the great things that healthcare can do, the amazing procedures that can be delivered, the amazing care, therapeutics, and medication that can be provided for patients. However, addressing this threat starts with the public, because if we don't have spread, we can avoid crisis and disaster. And these are basic techniques that people are being asked to do, and I cannot stress enough the importance of people, you know, doing their part, fulfilling their role in addressing this COVID-19 crisis that we find ourselves in the midst of.
You know, as you're talking about that, and, you know, the response from all of us in terms of doing what we need to do to stay home and as much as you can, and the potential for stressing the healthcare system, there has been, you know, I guess, attention given to ICU capacity at hospitals and the number of ventilators available. I mean, that I guess the question is, it may not be a concern today, but it could be in the future as you see it.
Capacity is a concern. That's why everything is being done how it is now. That's why that there exists frustration over inconvenience, and people will be frustrated through times of inconvenience. However, you know, everything being done now from a public health standpoint, from quarantine, isolation, social distancing, and hand washing or hygiene is being done to minimize those very issues that you're addressing, the capacity of the number of ventilators needed to take care of people that would need them, the number of personal protective equipment that's needed to protect our frontline healthcare workers. You know, these are issues and questions, and they are out there, and they are concerns. And that's why, you know, that's why the healthcare team that exists now is not just the doctors and nurses in the hospital, it's the entire public. You know, getting people to understand that, you know, we're under two, maybe three states of emergency, depending on what your county is, which your county's declared a state of emergency as of yet. And the fact that this is a virus that spread person to person, that's very virulent and is showing exponential growth day to day. Yes, capacity has to be assessed, and that capacity is being assessed. However, again, it's important for everyone to understand the goal is minimizing the curve, flattening the curve helps to protect the capacity that exists.
As far as the duration of this, and I think it's probably fair to say that's a major question mark as well. But you know, come July, we would obviously hope that it would be less of an issue in midsummer. But I guess that's not a guarantee either, is it? But what are your thoughts about the warming summer months, if that will make a difference?
You know, I'm going to answer this question as sincerely as I can, and from what I'm trying to do, both, you know, as a leader and a physician on a daily basis, and that is, you know, take this one step at a time, take this one day at a time, and be laser focused on protecting, you know, the patients that I'm responsible for, the clinic and organization that I'm responsible for, and being the leader I can and getting the messaging out so everyone can be safe and protected and move quickly to that day where we can ramp down the stress, anxiety, and fear over COVID-19. That's my goal, and I, you know, as far as a date, I'm just more, you know, focused in on doing the best I can at the given moment so we can get the best outcome, and that best outcome is, you know, minimizing this threat, flattening the curve, and keeping the people of the state of Kentucky safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I guess the only other question I'd have would be, is there anything else that you'd like to add to the conversation?
Oh, let's see. I appreciate that, Sue. You know, I think it, it you know, just a, and I just want to express an appreciation for, you know, physician leaders, physician practices, and physician effort throughout this time. I've been very fortunate during my time as president. When I became president, I spent, you know, the first months traveling the entire state, putting thousands of miles on my vehicle, meeting with hospital CEOs, meeting with physicians in their practices throughout the state. And I can tell you that there is such a sincerity and passion for delivering the best patient care possible to the citizens of our state. It makes me proud to be president of the Kentucky Medical Association. And I can tell you that, you know, the dedication out there that exists within our medical community will rise to address the challenge of this current threat.